Every bid writer knows the feeling. You submit a tender that is technically compliant. You answer the questions, hit the word counts, and attach the right policies. But when you read the document end to end, it sounds exactly like your competitors. The evaluators read it, tick the compliance boxes, and award you a middle of the road score. If you are bidding for UK public sector contracts, compliance is not enough. The procurement landscape is brutally competitive. Under the Procurement Act 2023, the focus is firmly on securing the most advantageous tender. Buyers want more than the baseline. They want innovation, social value, and risk mitigation. If your bid just regurgitates the specification, you are failing to show why you are the best partner for the job. You need a narrative that makes your organization the only logical choice. That narrative is built on win themes. Win themes are the strategic arguments that run through your entire submission. They connect your specific strengths to the buyer's most pressing needs. When applied correctly, they turn isolated answers into a cohesive, compelling case. Evaluators stop scoring individual points and start reading to understand how you will solve their problems. Without win themes, your bid is a ship without a rudder. With them, it becomes a guided missile targeting the buyer's core priorities. Today, we are breaking down the mechanics of win themes for UK public sector bidding. We will cover the four-part structure used by senior bid teams, how to develop themes on a tight deadline, and how to weave them into your answers so they score maximum marks. Let us look at the mechanics. A win theme is not a marketing slogan. Evaluators reading responses for the Crown Commercial Service or local authorities ignore generic claims about your commitment to quality. A win theme is a specific, evidenced argument linking a feature of your service to a defined benefit for the buyer, while highlighting a differentiator that competitors cannot easily match. Most UK public sector tenders split evaluation criteria between quality and price, often at a 60-40 or 70-30 ratio. The quality section is where win themes do their heavy lifting. Under the Procurement Act 2023, contracting authorities want value, risk reduction, and social impact. Your win themes must explicitly target these areas. Think of win themes as the golden thread running through your bid. If an evaluator reads your executive summary, your methodology, and your social value response, they should encounter the same three or four core arguments, supported by different evidence. This repetition builds trust. When evaluators score 50 responses, the ones that stand out make a clear, coherent argument. Senior bid teams do not brainstorm win themes by staring at a blank whiteboard. They use a structured approach to ensure every theme is grounded in reality. The most effective framework has four components: the buyer's need, your capability, the resulting value, and your unique differentiator. First, the buyer's need. Every strong win theme starts here. You must understand the problem the authority is trying to solve. Look beyond the specification. Read the background information, the strategic objectives, and the evaluation criteria. If you are bidding for a local authority construction contract, the stated need might be to refurbish 500 social housing units. The underlying need, however, might be to minimize disruption to vulnerable tenants while hitting net zero carbon targets. Your win theme must address that underlying need. Look at the weighting of the questions. If social value is weighted at 20% instead of the usual 10%, that is a massive signal about the buyer's priorities. Second, your capability. Once you identify the core need, articulate your capability to address it. This must be specific and tangible. Do not say you have great customer service. Say you deploy a dedicated tenant liaison officer for every 50 properties. Your capability must be strictly relevant to the buyer's need. Mine your bid library and subject matter experts for hard facts. Explain your capability in plain English. Third, the resulting value. This is the benefit the buyer receives. Evaluators score benefits, not features. Translate your capability into a measurable outcome. Following our example, the value of the dedicated tenant liaison officer is reducing tenant complaints by 40% and ensuring first-time access for contractors. Value usually falls into four buckets: saving money, saving time, reducing risk, or improving quality. Quantify the value whenever possible. Delivering a guaranteed 15% reduction in year one operational expenditure is a strong value proposition. Fourth, your unique differentiator. Why can your competitors not offer the same capability and value? This is the hardest part, but the most critical. If your theme could easily be copied into a competitor's bid, it is not a win theme. Your differentiator might be a proprietary technology, an exclusive partnership, or a proven track record in the exact local area. In the IT services sector, a differentiator might be that you are the only supplier on the framework with a fully UK-based, SC-cleared support desk available 24/7. Substantiate your differentiator. Focus on structural advantages rather than superficial differences. In reality, UK SMBs often find themselves developing themes days after the notice appears on Find a Tender. When time is short, you must be ruthlessly efficient. Do not panic right. Carve out time at the start to establish your win themes. Gather your core team for a focused strategy session. Use the rapid extraction method. Assign one person to read the specification looking for hot buttons. These are the issues the buyer mentions repeatedly or waits heavily. Have another team member list your organization's strongest, most easily evidenced capabilities. Match the buyer's hot buttons to your capabilities. The points where they intersect are your draft win themes. Limit the number of themes. Aim for 3 to 4 overarching win themes for the entire submission. And test against the evidence. If you cannot find the evidence within 10 minutes, discard the theme. Having strong win themes is useless if they only live on a planning document. They must be woven into your answers through storyboarding. When you create your storyboard for a specific quality question, explicitly state which win theme the answer will support. The easiest way to weave a theme into an answer is to use the introduction and conclusion. Open the answer by stating your approach and linking it to the relevant win theme. Close the answer by summarizing how the methodology delivers the promised value. Embed the theme in the methodology itself. Use headings that echo the language of your win themes. Let us look at a worked example. Imagine you are bidding for a framework contract to provide IT support services to local councils. The councils are merging their IT systems and need seamless support during the transition without any drop in service levels. The win theme is zero disruption transition guaranteed by our proprietary shadow support methodology and dedicated local response teams. The quality question asks for your methodology for onboarding the service and ensuring continuity of support during the initial 90-day period. A standard losing response would say, "Our mobilization team will hold a kickoff meeting on day one. We will review your asset register and create a project plan. We will set up the help desk. Our staff are highly trained. We will use PRINCE2 methodology." This fails because it is generic. It describes a basic process any IT company could offer. It does not address the specific fear of disruption. The winning response leads with the win theme. It says, "To ensure the councils experience zero disruption during the critical 90-day transition, we deploy our proprietary shadow support methodology. This approach, which recently secured a 100% SLA compliance rate during the onboarding of a comparable multi-site authority, guarantees continuity of support." It details a three-phase approach. Weeks 1 to 4 involve shadowing, where the local response team embeds with incumbent staff, resolving 30% of tickets under supervision. Weeks 5 to 8 involve primary support, maintaining a 20% resource buffer to keep average response times under 15 minutes. Weeks 9 to 12 focus on optimization, implementing a self-service portal that reduces Tier 1 tickets by 25%. This wins because it uses a specific methodology, provides quantified evidence, explicitly addresses the buyer's need, and highlights a clear differentiator. Even experienced bid teams make mistakes. Avoid confusing win themes with marketing slogans. Evaluators are cynical about marketing fluff. They want operational reality. Do not fail to evidence the theme. An unevidenced theme is a liability. Do not use the same themes for every bid. Tailor your themes to the specific hot buttons of the contracting authority. Do not hide the themes deep in the text. Put them in the executive summary, introductions, and call-out boxes. Do not develop themes after the writing has started. And do not ignore the price-quality weighting. If price is king, your win themes must focus on cost certainty and efficiency. Let us cover a few frequently asked questions. How many win themes should a tender response have? Aim for 3 to 4 overarching win themes for the entire submission. Too many confuse the evaluator. Too few make your bid look one-dimensional. Who is responsible for developing win themes? The bid manager should lead, but it requires input from subject matter experts and the sales team. The best themes emerge from rigorous debate between these functions. What if we do not have a unique differentiator? True uniqueness is rare. Differentiate on your combination of features, your specific local experience, or the quality of your evidence. Flawless execution of standard practices can be a powerful differentiator. To recap, compliance is not enough to win UK public sector contracts. You need win themes that connect your strengths to the buyer's needs through a four-part structure: buyer need, capability, resulting value, and unique differentiator. Develop them early, test them against evidence, and weave them into every answer. For the full breakdown, including the worked example and storyboarding techniques, read the written guide. And when you are ready to automate this level of strategic bid writing, Bidwell is the platform that helps you do it.